Okay, well, you know, Lee, that I like to make these talks as relevant as possible. And this past week, I've seen a number of people in the pharmacy wanting advice on managing chronic skin conditions on their feet. And I've also been asked by several customers who work in jobs when on their feet all day about what they can do to help with pain in their feet and their lower backs.
And what would you say is the number one foot condition you see in the pharmacy?
You know, without a doubt, I'd have to say it would be fungal infections of the skin, followed by fungal infection of the nails.
Are any people in particular at risk of developing these skin conditions? And what do they look like?
Yes, anyone who wears enclosed footwear, so anyone who wears boots or leather shoes, so basically anyone who wears works is at higher risk of developing a fungal infection. Now, these infections, when it's of the skin, which is otherwise known as athlete's foot, can cause a dry skin, a hardened skin, redness, and you can actually get these tiny little fluid-filled blisters forming. Commonly, itching is involved and the skin can begin to peel. Fungal infections can occur anywhere on the feet. It's often a misheld belief that it can only occur between the toes, but that's not quite true. It can commonly occur on the sides of the foot as well. When the nail is involved, the nail can take on a yellow appearance, the edge of the nail can become brittle, and deformed, and the nail bed itself can start to recede.
And what could be done to treat these conditions?
The first point I'd like to make is that fungal infections need to be treated quickly and with the appropriate medication. Otherwise, the condition can very easily become chronic, and when it does, it becomes much harder to treat. For skin infections, there are several good antifungal creams available. And when you're looking at an antifungal cream, it's important to realise that some are very good at treating a wide range of fungal infections, while others are better at treating a narrower range, but they are more effective against that range. So it's important to get the right advice on selecting the best available cream. When a nail infection is involved, there are two broad approaches that can be followed. The first involves seeing your doctor, who would normally get a scraping of the nail done, which is sent off to a lab for analysis, and then you can be prescribed a tablet. So this is a tablet or a medication that you would take every day, and there are several different ones available. It's important to realise that these medications aren't appropriate for everyone, but your doctor can certainly give you advice on these options. The second approach to nail infections involves using a lacquer that is applied directly to the top of the nail. In the last couple of years, there's been a great increase in the types of lacquers available from the pharmacy, and it's important to get advice on selecting the type that's most likely to help with your particular condition. For instance, we have a new one in the pharmacy which is unlike anything else previously available on the market, which has a dual benefit of forming a protective coating over the nail while also killing the fungal infection under the nail. As with any of these conditions, it's important to come in and speak to your pharmacist or doctor. For instance, when you come into the pharmacy, we can also give good practical advice on foot hygiene and also how to reduce the risk of reinfection.
Luca, you mentioned that you often have to help people who are on their feet all day, who have had sore feet or tired or even aching back.
Lee, that's certainly true, and it's something I'm asked for advice on almost every day. And, you know, it's an issue that the staff in the pharmacy have to deal with too. A key point to realise is that frequently the pain people experience in their feet or their knees and lower back can often come from the shoes or footwear that they are wearing. When people come into the pharmacy with these complaints, the first thing we will normally do is to have a look at the footwear. And it's very common to find that the shoes have no arch support and they overly flex and distort when people walk. Work boots actually have the opposite problem of being too hard and not providing adequate impact absorption.
So what options do we have to try and manage these problems?
At the pharmacy I work in, we stock a good range of insoles that are suited to different types of use and also that are made for different shaped feet. For example, we have insoles that are particularly suited to work boots that provide very good arch support. And, you know, unfortunately, most work boots don't provide much or any support at all. And the insoles also provide very good impact absorption in the heel. And this is important, in particular with work boots, to stop the shocks that occur from when you're walking going up the legs and into the lower spine. If you are looking for a good insole for your shoe to help with the sort of problem, it's important to realise that there are many brands on the market and that some are better than others. Advice I might offer, Lee, is that it's always important to buy a reputable brand. For example, Neat Feet's one that comes to mind, and to make sure that you have a good look at the insole before you buy it. For instance, there's no point getting an insole that doesn't have the right height of arch support or where the arch support itself is either too far forward or too far backwards. Another way to identify a good insole is to ensure that they should be fairly tough and the arch support itself should be reasonably solid. Again, there are many on the market where the arch support is so soft that it really doesn't provide much additional benefit. It's also possible to get highly supportive footwear and orthotic footwear. Now, this is a very complex topic and it depends on the medical conditions you have, like diabetes, the potential use, And again, the shape of your feet and other medical conditions you might have. So look, rather than skimming over the topic now, you're really better off coming to the pharmacy or going to your doctor for advice. At the pharmacy I work in, for instance, we support a range of footwear, including the highly supportive Zori thongs.
And where can we go for further information?
I know, Lee, that I normally give websites for people to go to, but in this case, really the best sources of information are your pharmacist and doctor. There's a lot of information on the internet, but a lot of it's not really very well informed, and a lot of it's largely based on marketing material. So I would say that the best place to go to is to your regular medical professional.
Luca Gray from Bernie's AmCal Max. We'll talk to you again in a fortnight's time with more good health.
Looking forward to it, Lee.